You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. A new executive director of the Syracuse Hancock Airport was approved Friday and will be making the move from Orlando, Florida. Jason Terreri was selected from a field of 9 candidates. He specializes in senior airport management and most recently worked for Airports Worldwide, Incorporated. Terreri says the amenities for the business traveler included in Syracuse Airport's renovations are also seen at other modern airports.
You have the power in the seats, at the tables, things like that. The modern facility is staying up with the trend of what you're seeing in terms of air travel and what the passengers are looking for. So they're staying ahead of it. And so from a development standpoint, I don't see too much more that needs to go into it.
Terreri will agree to a 5-year contract with a salary of $175,000 annually, the highest paid director to date. He plans to further tap into new market destinations for travelers and begins his new job on May 13th. Syracuse Regional Airport Authority VP Bill Fisher says Terreri was the right choice to replace Chris Callahan for a variety of reasons.
We also wanted someone with experience in air service development to continue building on the success that we've had in recent years, adding destinations, adding flights, and we think that Jason checks off the boxes very well in all those areas.
Fisher says 8 years of renovations have really paid off. The Syracuse Airport accommodates 1 million passengers annually, and the revenue stream has increased significantly. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.